Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
What's going on, fantasy basketball fans? Welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm Waiver Wire Queen. Today's episode, we're going to talk about players who will outperform their current ADP. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have a lot of great content which will help you prepare for your upcoming fantasy basketball season, and make sure your notifications are turned on so you can stay connected and keep current with all of the latest information going on in fantasy basketball. Now let's talk about those players. Jamal Murray, guard with the Denver Nuggets, missed all of the 2021 season due to a torn ACL. Jamal Murray, when healthy, was on his way to being an all-star, right? He was part of the big three for the Denver Nuggets. You had Joker, obviously, two-time MVP. You had Jamal Murray. And then you had Michael Porter Jr., who was coming along to form that big three for Denver. Unfortunately, Murray tore his ACL, was out all of last year, missed some time in 2020, but 2020 was a good season for him. Played 48 games. He averaged over 21.2 points per game. He shot 47.7% from the field, shot over 40% from threes, which is great. So what we're seeing here is he's going to score the ball, but he's going to be efficient and shoot a high percentage from the field and threes, which is very good, especially in a categories-based league, because you know that he is not going to hurt your shooting percentages. And we appreciate a player like that. He's going to shoot a high percentage from the free throw line. In 2020, he shot 86.9% from the free throw line. He averaged 4 rebounds, 4.8 assists, a little over 2 turnovers, and 1.3 steals. So with Jamal Murray, he's going to do a little bit of everything. He's still going to get you at least 4 to 5 rebounds, 4 to 5 assists, going to throw in a steal, and he's going to shoot a high percentage. You'll get 21 to 22 points from him, and he is going to be efficient. I know early on, he may be a little bit rusty, and some people may shy away from him because he missed all of last year and half of the 2020 season. But I encourage you to draft Jamal Murray because he's going to produce for you. There may be some issues early on, but you don't want to let your league mate draft him, and then that comes back to bite you in the butt. So consider Jamal Murray. Don't reach for him and draft him with confidence because, again, he is a very good player. And when healthy, he was scoring the ball at a very high rate, and he's going to do so again this year. Another player who's going to outperform their current ADP is Kawhi Leonard. That's right. I said Kawhi Leonard, y'all, forward with the LA Clippers. Let's be clear. When healthy, Kawhi Leonard is a top 5 player in the NBA, and we'll give him top 10 player in fantasy basketball. The problem is he is injury prone, and he is unable to remain healthy. This past injury was a knee injury, and he missed all of last year. It is hard to trust Kawhi Leonard because, again, injuries, load management, in and out of the lineup, it's very stressful. And he's a player that a lot of people are afraid to draft because you don't want to invest high pick in a player you know is most likely going to be out and miss time. I'm hopeful that Kawhi is going to play more this year. And if he does have games where he has to rest due to some little nagging injuries, fine. Give me 65 to 70 games, or we'll be a little modest, 60 to 65 games, and I'll be good with that from Kawhi Leonard because I know that when he is on the court, he is going to produce. He's a two-way player, so he's not going to just score the ball. He's going to do everything for you, and that is the kind of player you should love, a player that is going to score, whether that is in a points-based league or in a categories-based league, and he's efficient when he is scoring the ball on most nights and overall. So what are you going to get from Kawhi, okay? Top 10 player when healthy. Averaged 24.8 points. Shot over 51% from the field. Over 39.8% from threes. 88.5% free throw percentage. 6.5 rebounds. 5.2 assists. 2 turnovers and 1.6 steals. So, again, he's going to stuff the stats, right? Stat sheet, right? He's going to do a little bit of everything. Some nights he may have 30 points, 12 rebounds, 7-8 assists, and a few steals. That adds up in a points-based league. And if he's efficient, like we know he can be when he is scoring the ball, that helps you also in a categories-based league. So if he can remain healthy, and that's a big if, going to outperform his ADP because, again, when healthy, he's a top five player. But most people aren't going to draft him in the first two rounds because it is too risky. But a player like Kawhi Leonard slipping to the third or fourth round, it is high risk, high reward. Or even if he fell a little bit later, high risk, high reward. But again, it's so risky and dangerous that a lot of people are staying away from him because you don't want to invest high draft capital in a player who ends up missing a lot of time. Like, if I draft you in the second or third round, we're going to say with Kawhi, or maybe in the fourth round, and you only give me like 20 games, that's going to be devastating because then you have players and who are producing that you passed on, and they are on your league mates team, and your league mates are beating you every week with those players because you took a chance on a player that, you know, you knew high risk, high reward, but it was so risky and it ended up hurting you. So I wouldn't reach for Kawhi. I would play it safe. And if he does happen to fall to you, fine. But again, just understand the risk in drafting him. But if he's able to remain healthy, he will outperform his current ADP. So I'm trying to hope that he's going to be healthy because we really want to see him on the court and playing at a high level. Another player who's going to outperform his current ADP is Klay Thompson, guard/forward with the Golden State Warriors. Klay obviously didn't look like himself last year because he missed 2 years. He hasn't played basketball in 2 years. You're not missing 2 years, right? And then coming back looking like a MVP type player. It's just not going to happen. You're rusty. He didn't even play a full 2021 season. So what were the expectations from anyone in fantasy? It shouldn't have been high. But this year, I expect him to be more back to himself, past the injuries, going to be healthy. Remember, when Klay is healthy, he is a two-way player. He's deadly from the field, whether that's his field goal percentage or his three-point field goal percentage. He is deadly. Normally shoots a high efficient percent from the field, but last year just wasn't him. 32 games, shot 42.9% from the field, 38.5% from threes, which was a career low. He averaged over 20 points, but again, that's inefficient, 42% from the field and 38 from threes, which is still decent. But we know that with Klay, it's always in the 40s. And we expect that this season, right? That's what I'm expecting. He shot over 90% from the free throw line, averaged 3.9 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.3 turnovers. So look what he did in only 32 games after missing almost, you know, pretty much 2 years of playing basketball. So Klay should be more of the Klay Thompson that we know this year. So, again, don't reach, but know that when you do draft him, he's going to probably outperform his current ADP and be much better than expected this year. Another player who may outperform their ADP, and this is if they can remain healthy, is Anthony Davis, /center with the Lakers. Let's be clear. When healthy, Anthony Davis is a top 10 player in the NBA. However, he is unable to remain healthy. I mean, do we ever recall a season where Anthony Davis wasn't hurt or you were stressed about drafting him and then thinking after the draft, like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have drafted him because you already knew that the probability of him missing extended time was there was a high chance. Now, yes, players are going to miss time. That happens. Injuries are part of the game. But when it's extended time missed every year, that is a concern and that is an issue. However, with Anthony Davis, we know that he's a top 10 player and he's going to be efficient when he is on the court, but it's just too risky. But if you draft him in, say, the third round, it's a steal. Only if he can remain healthy. If he can remain healthy and he's on the court, we know he's going to score and produce at a high level. It's just if. And do you want to draft a player based on an if or the possibilities? You do have to take chances, but you don't take chances on a player in the first, second, or third round. You may start taking chances on sleepers. You take chances on sleepers. You don't take chances on players early if they can do something. No, it's for sleepers. So with Anthony Davis, the biggest factor is health. Health as well. Availability is important. If he can remain healthy, you are getting a steal this year in fantasy, but that's a big if. Okay. 2020, only played 40 games. That's not good enough. Okay. That is simply not good enough. How many games are in a season? What, 82? That's not good enough, okay? Especially if you took a chance and drafted him in the first round. Like, I don't even understand it. Every year, people draft him in the first round, and it's the same damn thing every year. It's kind of like the Christian McCaffrey's of Christian McCaffrey in fantasy football. Every year, he's going in the top five. This is finally a season we're going to hope he's going to remain healthy. But you do know if you invest a high pick on a player who is constantly out, you pretty much are putting your team at risk of already being at a disadvantage before the season starts. And that can be the case with Anthony Davis. So I wouldn't recommend drafting him in the first round. It's just not going to be a good idea. But again, when healthy, what? 23.2 points. 53.2% from the field, shot 71% from the free throw line, averaged 9.9 rebounds. So what is Anthony Davis going to do for you? He's going to get you a double-double. And then he's going to block some shots, 2.3 blocks per game, 1.2 steals. And again, he's going to do it at a high level and be efficient. But again, the stress of wondering if he's going to be hurt, I honestly feel the Lakers should monitor his minutes throughout the season. And if they're going to do that because they're concerned about the injuries, then that is going to cap his production. But he still is capable of being efficient and producing within, say, a time limit of, say, 25 minutes. That's all he needs, because the goal for them is to obviously make sure that he is available so they can make a deep run in the playoffs. The goal for us is for him to be out there. Anthony Davis can produce for you playing 25 minutes. Again, if we want to ensure that he's there for us throughout the whole season in fantasy basketball, the Lakers are going to have to monitor his limits. There have to be a limits restriction, and then you just hope that, okay, we're kind of monitoring his minutes, and we're going to hope that he doesn't get hurt. But, again, if he plays his normal minutes and he actually remains healthy, he is going to be a steal for you in fantasy basketball. But again, I do recommend being cautious when drafting him and do not reach, because it is just not worth it considering what we know and what we have witnessed the last few seasons in regards to his availability. Make sure you leave comments and let me know your thoughts on these players who have the potential to outproduce and outperform their current ADP in fantasy basketball. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and your notifications are turned on. We have a lot of great content which will help you throughout the fantasy basketball season. Y'all be blessed.
Thanks for listening to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about the score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.